What's going on? Happy Friday, Clipper Nation. It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're coming at you every day.
Oh, yeah.
Your favorite team. We're your local experts.
Yep.
And we just got finished watching the final preseason game for your Los Angeles Clippers.
Happy the preseason is over, I would say. Feels good to get that out of the way.
Are you ready to read way too much into preseason?
I'm going to do my best not to, but we'll get to that.
All right. So we're going to be kicking things off with a little recap of that. And then every single Friday, we do a Pacific Division Power Ranking. Today, we're doing preseasons.
Yeah.
Do it. It's over. We're ripping the Band-Aid off. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah. Ours is done, which is all that really matters. So we can talk about everyone else's. And then third segment, people know it. And I think some of them like it.
We got to love, marry, kill for you.
We got to love, marry, kill. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be dedicated to the fantastic promotion that Honey and Patrick Beverly have partnered up on, which is great. But let's dive into that recap of the game against the Mavs. The Clippers lost 87-102 to the Mavs in Vancouver.
Yep.
Not the best way to end the preseason, but it is just that, the preseason. Right?
Yes. I'm going to say 100% yes. And the thing with this game is, honestly, it was just over after that first quarter.
It was very cold. If you missed the game, the Clippers, I believe, at one point were 1-for-11.
Yeah.
It was not the best.
The opening frame of that one, we got outscored 32-13.
Yeah.
And honestly, we won the second half of the game by a very narrow margin.
But hey.
I don't know. The shooting woes are something that we've touched on a little bit, but the thing is, they're so laughably bad that, like,
that's what I was saying.
It would be historic for it to continue at this rate. There's just no way that it's even feasible.
That's what I was saying about Shamit's thing on the pod the other day.
Yeah,
about, like, his shooting was very bad. Shamit was, you know, not very good in this game. He played a bunch of minutes, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah, he ended up finishing 2-of-10 in almost 37 minutes. Final stat line for Shamit, 5-2-2. He was -8 on the night.
It was tough. But so we're going to talk about the bad first. We kind of did. The starting lineup was Terrence Mann, Landry Shamit, Zoo, Kawhi, and Jamichael. Kawhi didn't have the best game. He had spurts of greatness.
He had some spurts of greatness. He had some shooting woes, and I think, you know, he was shaking off the rust a little bit.
Yeah, it was definitely a rust-looking game. Terrence Mann, I mean, Mann versus Doncic was great.
Yeah, defensively, he looked really, really solid. He ended up contributing 8 points, 2 boards, and an assist. He was -19 in his 23 minutes.
Yeah, the plus-minuses on this game, I feel like, are so skewed from that first quarter.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's kind of tough. We got to talk about the other side of the ball or the other team real quick. Kristaps Porzingis looks like he is in perfectly good health.
Yeah, definitely makes the Mavs look scarier.
Yeah, when him and Doncic were hitting, it was pretty terrifying. Kristaps also had a couple absurd defensive possessions where he had a couple blocks and he followed up with some and ones. Zubats in the rebounding.
Yeah.
It is just preseason. We need to preface it with that.
Definitely. He finished with 3 boards.
Yeah.
Mo actually led the team in boards with 9.
There we go.
I think that was an interesting one to me just because we had talked about it so much in the preview.
I said I wanted him to be better than Maxi.
Kleba.
And, you know, it's just preseason. But he didn't do anything to make my reservations that I had going into the season, not from the preseason, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I guess the thing is, we just saw so little of the matchup, you know? He played only 16 minutes.
Yeah.
And I guess the thing, so it's not worrisome to me in a vacuum, like this game, this
for sure.
Preseason game. But if there's already a consideration, you know, from Doc or from the coaching staff that they already know that maybe that's like all the, if it's like a calculated decision that that's all that they think they could really expected of Zubats against a front court like that. That, sure, to me, would be very disheartening.
Okay.
I don't, to be clear, I don't think that there's any indication to make that. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's a preseason game. They probably just didn't want to play him too hard before they play him on Tuesday.
Doc just said in the postgame, I just saw a tweet where he said, I don't overdo it. It's preseason. Like, I don't really think about it too much. Yeah, which is good. I was freaking out a little bit about Zubats. I think some people on Twitter were worried about it too. I think we're going to shore it up. It's going to be better than it was tonight. They played. It was preseason. It was rusty.
It was preseason, and like I said, just the matchup.
Kawhi shot 26%.
It was just for such a short amount of time with Zubats that.
Oh yeah, specifically. Yeah, Kawhi shot 26%. Harkless 14%. You're just not. I mean, you're not going to see shooting nights from these guys like this.
Not on a consistent basis.
Let's talk about the good.
Yeah.
Trez looked great.
Yeah, really solid. Finished with 14 points, 6 boards, 3 assists.
He was plus 6.
And overall, just had really a pretty dominant performance. The other good is Patrick Patterson has continued to surprise excite us throughout this preseason.
His first two plays when he got in was he got a board and
immediately
then immediately nailed a three.
Yeah,
he looked great. He's proving us wrong, which is fantastic. He went 5 of 8, 12 points, 3 boards. You like everything you've seen out of him the past couple games. You hope that momentum continues.
I mean, honestly, if that kind of clip can sustain even...
I don't know if... maybe.
I mean, he's not going to be playing 19 minutes, but if he can sustain a similar clip in... I don't know. I think he's good for 10-12 minutes. Be pretty solid.
Yeah, 10-12 minutes, like 8 points.
Yeah.
Something like that, if we really need it. He was physical, which was nice.
Yeah.
He was using his body well, which was good. Jerome had some good things in this game.
Jerome,
he looked confident.
I thought it was great. I mean, he led the team in assists. Only 2 turnovers to 6 assists.
5 boards. 2 of 5 from 3.
He was pretty solid.
The overall field goal percentage, not the best.
Overall field goal percentage, not the best. From 3, decent. Still some bad fouls. I mean,
for sure.
It's another one of those things, you know, I'm not going to read into, I can't even read too much into the better parts of this performance. Because once again, just 34 minutes in a preseason game.
Terrence Mann looked fiery. He kind of got into it to Doncic, which was funny. I feel like Doncic took offense to his hard defense.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in the second half, and it was like he's just playing tough D. There was nothing malicious, and then there was a bit of a push and a shove, and then he answered with a layup and had a couple of big dunks.
Yeah, he did.
It's perfect that him and he seems to be absorbing what Patrick Beverly is emitting.
Well, I feel like we talked about this pretty recently.
Yeah,
about the young guards. They have such a clear role model on how to provide value to a team, even if shots aren't falling.
For sure.
So I think that was all really great. And then our guy, Derek Walton, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he's
22 minutes, 40% from the field, 7 points, 4 boards, 3 assists.
He needs to be in that 15th spot.
I
like him.
I'm interested.
I'm very interested. Strategy-wise, what did we notice from the defense?
I don't know. It's not really a whole lot I could super glean as a takeaway for what we're gonna see in the regular season.
That's fair. There was a bunch of swarming. I feel like anytime one of the big guys had the ball, like Kristaps, we were trying to get in their face.
Yeah.
You know that first.
I just
quarter,
feel like it wasn't though. Like I just feel like the intensity wasn't really there.
That was the thing. I feel like I made a note during the game that it really seemed like Trez was trying, Jerome was trying. Kawhi was doing his best, but I think was frustrated, which is fair.
I mean, like, Mann was definitely trying in that second half. But, yeah, I wouldn't say that Kawhi played bad or that, like, he wasn't trying, but it wasn't, I mean, that wasn't Kawhi level, like,
you don't think that was full
defensive
Kawhi
performance.
Yeah, it's hard to take anything away from this. We said it off top. I'm happy it's the preseason's over.
Yeah.
We can get on to the regular season. Tuesday, how confident after this game are you going into Tuesday? Any different than you were before the game started?
No, but I mean, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right.
I mean, I think we might have a little bit of a slow start.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Have some positivity, you know?
Yeah.
Coming up after this, we have some Pack Div preseason talk. So welcome to Pack Div Talk.
The Pack Div.
We got to give a shout out to Manscaped. Number one in men's below the belt grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code locked on at manscaped.com.
Locked on like the name of this podcast, manscaped.com.
So we were talking about the preseason kind of as a whole. It's kind of tumultuous, I feel like, for the Pacific Division. Going into the season, some momentum good, some momentum bad. Let's just kind of break down. These are my notes on how the preseason went. We can kind of rank these. Lakers. They had some off-the-court things happening while they were in China, to say the least. There may have been some distractions. They got to beat up on the Warriors a few times. LeBron threw that absurd pass that was pretty awesome to watch.
They're having fun.
They're having fun. Dwight looks fine. Kuz is hurt, which seems concerning. AD doesn't seem to be bothered after the thumb thing.
No.
They've had a fun preseason, other than the China fiasco.
Yeah. Are you going to rank them one?
No, I'm just breaking them down right now. I'm just laying all the cards on the table.
Gotcha.
Warriors. Kind of rough.
Yeah.
Center core is absolutely depleted. Shooting 40% from the floor. D'Lo isn't shooting well. 25% from three on 7 attempts per game in the preseason. Again, it is preseason. Good news is Steph, and he's at 50, 40, 90 in his game so far. We talked about it earlier today. Draymond looks a little, you know, like he's not as comfortable without Clay and Steph out there together, I think is a diplomatic way to say it.
Yeah.
The Kings all of a sudden have a very intense contract situation going on with Buddy Hield, who says he might find another home on Monday.
Pay the man.
I think they're going to pay him.
Pay him.
They have to pay him. But he, Fox, and Bagley have had really solid preseasons, aside from Fox's outside shooting. Deadman, Bogdan, and Farrell are all shooting well as well. So play-wise, they got some good stuff going offensively, but their problem always is defense. The Suns, Rubio looks like a good add with 6 assists per game. That's what they've needed. Tyler Johnson and Sarg both shooting over 50% from 3, which is absolutely sustainable.
Absolutely.
Booker is averaging 14-3-3. Ayton looks like Ayton, but is getting to the line at an average of 0.8 free throw attempts per game.
Yikes.
That seems weird.
Yeah.
And then the Clippers, what we've seen in the team with Kawhi is great.
Yeah.
Shamus a little shaky so far. Zoo looks great on offense. Trez and Lou look good. Transition defense a little onomatopoeia-ish.
It's below that.
Okay. Patrick Patterson and Mo look, I think, better than most people thought.
Patrick Patterson especially.
Yeah. A lot of resting of key guys. Man looks to be a bright spot.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, I was kind of bummed Fee didn't get more playing time tonight. He's from Canada.
Well, he also, like, it seemed like he tweaked something.
Yeah, that was tough. I hope he's doing all right. He's had kind of a tough preseason. Shout out to Fee.
Shout out Fee, man. You know, keep your head high. Like,
he'll be all right.
You're going to end up with some developmental minutes, but you're going to come out the other end.
He'll work well for it. What are you ranking as who had the best preseason in the Pacific Division? As much as it may or may not pain you to.
All right, man. Like, in terms of hype, getting everybody ready for the season, Lakers.
Yeah, they had for what they needed. They had a good preseason.
Yeah.
The China thing, weirdly, is now kind of like just gone. Like, not totally, but like it feels like the momentum died down so hard from where it was even just like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Unless that guy's handing out those shirts on opening night.
That's true.
Who you have? I had Lakers at 1-2. Who you having at 2?
I got to go Kings.
Nice. All right. I can see that.
I mean,
the Hield thing, but they get the deal done.
I just think, even if they don't get the deal done, he's not going to stop playing.
Yeah. They did say there was going to be a possible trade situation, though, too. Like, that was floated. I don't know. But on court, great. Walton seems like he's doing good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, going to put the Kings at 3, Suns at 2 for me.
Interesting. Okay. I was going to go Suns 3.
Yeah. It's one of those. I'm weirdly, like, kind of goofily high on the Suns.
Oh, I'm ready for the Suns to not suck.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Rubio's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, they
got a lot more fun to watch.
For sure. Great league pass team, as the saying goes.
Yeah.
I hope Ayton can get to the line more. I'm excited to see what he does this year in his second year. Booker, I think, with someone like Rubio feeding him, that's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty high. I like Sarge.
Like Sarge, they re-signed Oubre, who
fits really well.
Is a perplexing player to me, but one that I enjoy nonetheless.
And then this is where it gets kind of odd. You're going Warriors or Clippers for the second to last spot?
I'm going Warriors.
Wow. All right. I was going to go Clips, but I was going to be a tie.
So here's the thing. I'm not going to beat this horse to the ground.
Yeah.
Certainly not to death. No, it's not even going to the ground. It's preseason. I think if you thought that there weren't going to be some adjustments or growing pains, I wish to be on whatever prescription medications you're taking.
Oh, whoa.
It seems like a better time.
We kind of talked about this during the game. There's going to be kind of two gelling points.
Yes.
There's going to be, they got to still kind of gel in the regular season. And then Paul George comes and there has to be a second gel period.
And we've talked about this, and I know that it's like a little bit of an asinine point, but I kind of like that our two superstars have to be staggered in.
You love the red shirt idea.
Just because it gives Paul George a little bit longer just to watch the team, just to absorb.
And he was working out pregame today, and he looked good.
And he's already a guy who is so comfortable in being complimentary, I feel like, to a role, that's only going to help. And then, you know, working Kawhi back in. I asked Doc about this, like, how do you get it? Because it's not just about those guys. Like, those guys, you know, are going to figure it out eventually, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The question for me is, like, how do you make everyone else around them ready for this person to monumentally come in and change the lineup?
Yeah.
When you haven't even really had full contact practices.
Yeah.
And he said it's a work in progress. You know, it's their A-B testing. They don't know if they're doing it the best way.
Yeah, he said they're figuring it out.
Yeah, but all you can do is trying to get those guys prepared, and just have everyone know that, you know, there are sets and there are things that the guys are going to be doing, and it's going to be the same with these other people out there. It's just going to be, you know, their jobs are going to be a little easier.
Yeah. Everyone looks kind of tight right now because I think they're excited for the regular season to start.
Yeah.
There's kind of like that frantic energy. There was a little bit of standing around and watching when Kawhi had the ball tonight specifically. Mm-hmm. I don't think that happens in the regular season. I think everyone's kind of maybe not monitoring him, but just being like, all right, that's, like you said, learning to play with him a little bit in real-time game situations.
Yeah, the movement looked really pretty stagnant tonight.
Yeah, but again, it's just preseason. We're happy it's over.
Yeah.
The Warriors, though, they had a bit of a tough preseason. The center situation, you know, that's not good. They got four hurt centers.
getting banged up, I think, is just another serious bummer.
That's
preseason.
Yeah, I was bummed. Tonight also, Bev and Lou didn't play, which was a bit of a bummer. I think that was a bummer for the fans as well. I don't think that's an injury thing, though. I think that's a rest.
We haven't talked about the biggest bummer yet. Not playing. Seth Curry.
Yeah, we didn't get to see Seth. Those, the two matchups that we talked about in the pregame that we were both very excited for just didn't happen.
We apologize.
I was like, no, it's not. I mean, I feel like it's not our fault. I don't think we benched those guys. Let us know how you guys think about the preseason. I think we all agree it didn't go the best, but that doesn't really matter in the long run.
I don't think that it was like, I would like to clarify though.
Okay.
I feel like these other teams had better preseasons for sure. But like, even if I'm grading on, I guess, what my expectations were and giving a letter grade from that.
Okay.
Clippers still did not fail for me by any measure.
Yeah, I didn't
it's
say
like
they failed.
Pretty much as expected.
Yeah, I'd give it like
I'd give it a C minus.
Okay, I was gonna say C. I was gonna say solid C, 76. You know.
All right, I'm saying 74.
Yeah, okay, I'm saying 76. Coming up after this, we have a love, marry, kill.
All right, so Honey is doing a fabulous promotion with Patrick Beverley.
I love it. It's so great.
$10. You get yourself a ticket to the game. You get a PBEV T-shirt.
Yeah, they just choose. It's like from a select group of fans. I didn't really know what Honey was.
And just save money.
Just save money on stuff. And evidently, they're proving that they absolutely are that.
Yeah.
Because for $10.
And that's what Rakuten is too, isn't it?
I think so. But for $10, is this? I mean, this is a pretty good $10. You get a T-shirt and you get to go to a game.
Yeah,
it's not bad. But so that's a fantastic partnership.
We love Mary and Killian. Three things that Charles has spent worse
$10
on? $10
no.
worse
on? If you want to know about that, get at me at Charles Mockler, not on the Locked On account. get at me on the regular Twitter for that one. But what other player clothing ideas could they have done or maybe even do? You know, it's early in the season. So we got three of these. Feel free to add your own.
All right.
$10 gets you a ticket to the game and Zubats Edition Levi's. Large jeans with a picture of Zubat's legs and game shorts printed on them. You know what I mean? It's almost like costume pants.
Yeah.
They're big jeans. They do not fit. Doc's shirt and a ticket to the game. You get a replica of Doc's button down complete with sweat stains and a pulled collar to simulate him being upset after getting a tech. Fast talking disclaimer. Shirt sweat may or not be from Doc Rivers. Please consult your doctor if a rash occurs. No interns were harmed in making this shirt.
All right.
Third option, Kawhi's shoes. Everyone gets a pair of Kawhi's Omnis, but they're in Kawhi's size.
I mean, that's a great one.
Yeah. So, and then I was going to add, this one always comes up. This is a running joke on this podcast. Kawhi Hulk hands, because that is one of the funniest things.
Yeah.
So which of these are you loving, marrying, and killing?
I'm loving Kawhi's shoes / the Hulk hands.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just great. It's just great to get perspective on things in life in general. And I think being handed a pair of true to size Kawhi Leonard Omnis
would be
a great gift.
They're
you'd be like, damn.
They're gigantic.
You can't ever wear them, but I mean, you get them bronzed or whatever.
You could if you were trying to reenact the stand up video by Ludacris. Where he's got the big hands and stuff. So which are you marrying?
I'm marrying Doc's shirt.
That's a fun one. He's always very well dressed.
Yeah.
One of the better dressed coaches in the game, I would say.
Yeah. Their setup is pretty cool.
What do you mean?
You like get to pick a bunch of stuff.
Oh, wow.
As the NBA coach for the season, they have like...
You get like a fit book?
Well, it's not a book, but like, yeah, designers like will have stuff and you can choose from like a rack of like, and then they'll fit it to you.
You're telling me Doc's going to get all that stuff tailored? That's sick.
Oh, I mean, haven't you seen the fits? I mean, that's not off the rack.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think he bought it off the rack. That's fair. So which of these, so you're killing?
I'm killing
the Zubats Levi's?
The large jeans.
That's why. That's a good time.
Painted jeans to me are the epitome of trash.
It's not painted. It's not hand painted. It's like a screen printed thing. It's okay. That's maybe worse now.
Trash.
That I'm saying
it's
that.
The epitome of trash.
All right, I am loving the Zubats Edition Levi's jeans.
Of course you are.
I think that's really funny. I think anytime you do a printed on costume situation, it never looks good, but always gets a bit of a laugh, and people appreciate it. And with Zubats, it's just funny because they'd be in his shorts, and his shorts would still like go down. To like kind of where your knees were, and then it would be his legs. I think that's a good time. I am going to. You all right over there? I'm loving that one. I'm marrying Kawhi's shoe.
It's great.
That one's good. I think like you said, people almost bronze it or keep it like on a shelf or something like that. I would also.
Is it one shoe too?
No, it's a pair.
It's a pair.
It's a pair. Okay. So you could bronze one and keep
in box or just in a bag.
Oh, you're
loosely
just
in a bag.
There's no bag. They're just handing you the sneakers. They say, "Well, you know, welcome to Staples Center. I'll product stuff that way. Elevator's over there. Here's your Omnis." And then I think I'm gonna kill the Doc shirt one actually, even though I was initially pretty high on that one. The sweat part is just what throws me off, because it's real sweat.
It.
It's like it's damp. You know.
I love it.
It's that. It's like the game where he almost got into a fight with Boylan.
Yeah,
it's like that game. That was a good time. Are we excited for the giveaways this year? Seems
medium.
Like they're pretty on point.
Yeah,
you're medium.
I mean, I think they're all going to be great, but
you're not a giveaway guy. That's fair. I'm still kind of. We got a couple minutes here. I'm still kind of dwelling on a couple things from the preseason.
Okay.
I'm happy we beat the international teams.
Yeah.
That is good. You know what I mean? Like that. Like the Melbourne game was tough. But the thing that I keep getting worried about, I don't want to end on this negative note, actually.
Say it.
I said it for the pregame preview to this, and it seems like it's going to ring true. The point of attack from other teams is probably going to be Zubats when everyone's fully healthy, give him a lineup of how good it could be. I hope he can hold up. I think he can, but it's going
to
be...
The 16 minutes were discouraging to you.
I don't know if they were discouraging, but it was just like, all right, get it out now. Same with Landry's shooting. Get the flat ones out, you know, get that preseason rust off. I'm really convincing myself that we're just knocking the rust off.
Do you think that Landry's shot has actually improved and the earth has just gotten flatter?
That might be it, actually. The minutes thing was kind of odd tonight.
Yeah.
36 minutes is a lot of minutes in a preseason game that we were never really in, nor did it matter if we were.
Yeah, I mean, we cut it to, like, what, 11 or 15 or something at some point, but never really.
Nothing too threatening, I feel like.
I guess the thing that's interesting to me or worrisome is how serious is this Shamit wrist injury?
I think he's good.
He's taken out of a game.
I think he's good.
Still taped up.
He was still taped up, but he did play 36 minutes. I don't think Doc's...
Yeah, that's true.
Putting him out there if he's not.
It's not like desperate enough that it was like...
Yeah. I think Doc was trying to get him into a rhythm and maybe just left him in a little too long. But it's going to be... I think we're going to bounce back. We got, 5 days until opening night?
Yeah.
Which is going to be fantastic. On Monday, that about wraps it up for us. Let us know your guys' thoughts on the game. Let us know your guys' thoughts on the preseason as a whole. Monday, we're going to have the freshies for you, talking about the new guys, maybe a little bit about Terrence Mann, maybe a little bit about hopeful 15th roster spot, Derek Walton Jr.
I love DW.
We're going to be doing a coach preview for Doc, talking about what he's got to do this year, what we're excited to see, and whatever else happens over the weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out.
It's been a great time.
Hope everyone has a good time over this weekend.
It's been a great preseason.
It's been a good preseason. Let's get prepped for that regular season. Ivan Podzim, Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.